Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail pro.
Show.
They got me started, lying hearted, I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black owned, black power moves. You telling lies, you think this shit won't be televised. Black power, be scared guys, they be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth the crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise. Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail pro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, shit, that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police department to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prisons. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
Talk to him, Dr. Clark.
He called for the unity and the redemption of the African world.
Salute them, Honorable Marcus.
We were not ready to listen then.
They might not have been ready then.
There's wonder whether we are ready.
Ain't no doubt about it.
To listen.
We ready, baby.
Now.
Let's go. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Flag fly high. Woo! Flag.
Forever, Garmin would never die. On my nine in the throne ready, let's take a ride. Tax won't fix me and don't choose a side. This is the path for the warriors. Seldom travel yet and still bad glorious. Black power represents us. You either rolling with Africa or against us.
Black.
melanated and elevated, holding the main charge. The green is for the cradle. Africa, everything first, the earth's navel. His excellency put it together as a symbol of liberation. That now we get the letters RBG.
Never own, I don't camera stand, I don't compromise, I just penetrate. sex, money, murder, these are the breaks. These are the times, level number 9. Look up in the sky, tennis on the way. Tennis on the way, tennis on the way. Motherfucker, I got winners on the way. You ain't shit without a buddy on your belt. You ain't shit without a ticket on your plate. You ain't sick enough to put it on yourself. You ain't rich enough to hit the light of day. Tell me when destruction gonna be my fate. Gonna be a fake, gonna be a fake. Teach to the world, let it rotate. Sex, money, murder, IDA.
Holla if you hear me. Yeah. Here we go, turn it up, let's start. From block to block, we're snatching hearts from Jackie Martin. And the punk police can't fake me a mess. We can have big sun safety. But right now I got my mind set up. Looking down the bottle, I'm but not scared up. Cause it's time to make the payback back. To my brothers on the block, better stay strapped in black. And accept no substitutes. I bring truth to the youth, set a roof for the whole school.
Yeah. power, black power family, black power. Welcome to New Black Panther Party Radio. For the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, call in right now, 718-664-6398. And here we have an day 554, as we have been discussing for the last few nights now, Hurricane Ida has just come up through the Gulf and has made landfall in Louisiana. We've been giving constant reports not only on the storm, but just on the conditions. And as we have activated the Black Cross, we'll move forward. We're moving forward with our preparation plans for rescue and disaster relief as the storm begins to pass over. You live here on New Black Panther Party Radio under our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad, live with your host, Brother Katib Sadiq, National Chief of Staff Family. This is a very important broadcast here tonight as we've activated the Black Cross. Has been activated on this due to this Category 4 hurricane, Hurricane Ida, that has made landfall in the state of Louisiana. We see in the same areas that were forecasted, you know, to face the catastrophe of this storm, you know what I'm saying? These same areas are exactly the areas that are being affected as we broadcast tonight. Again, it's preparations. We're moving into preparations as we prepare to be on the ground. We'll be on the ground. We're on the ground, you know, preparing to get on the ground in Houston to set up our staging area so that we will have a place of operation. We have to, and we cannot stress how important it is that we pay very close attention in this time. This is a great calamity that is upon African communities in these areas. So for everybody that is listening to this broadcast, especially those that are in the affected areas that are being forecasted, we want to use this broadcast to hear reports from the brothers and sisters in the area of New Orleans, in and around the surrounding areas, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Lafayette, Louisiana. It's a very widespread storm that is due to leave a lot of catastrophe in the wake of it, you know. So we want to make sure that we get those reports from our comrades that are on the ground or that are in these affected regions as well, you know. For those that have been listening for the past few nights, we've been making it very clear and we put out the alert to evacuate. But family, we still have many who are still in these areas and who will be affected. As we're moving into the later parts of the day, we know that this this hurricane is due to pick up in intensity. So that's, you know, partial and part of the reason that we're doing this broadcast. It's very important that we have this broadcast every night to continue to update our families in this area. Now, even more important, as we continue with our preparation to move forth with our disaster relief efforts, and we appeal to the masses of our people, those that are listening that are outside these areas, you know, that have the ability to send financial support, financial donations to assist us in our preparation and in our efforts for disaster relief. We want you to pay very close attention in the fact that you can donate. You can donate. Let's not wait, you know, to see how bad it's going to be. You know, let's support right now. If you can, you can send a donation through Cash App at $BlackPowerDollar, whatever you have. It's all going to add up. You know, it's all going to add up. It's all going to come into play, whether it's gas, whether it's resources, or whatever it is that our people need. You know, as well as that, you know, we are working as volunteers, along with those who are very experienced in disaster relief efforts and rescue. But we focus in on the New Black Panther Party Black Cross, you know what I'm saying, and the constant work that is being done. You know, this is the time that we the training that we do is most needed and most necessary for those in the New Black Panther Party. Again, if you are outside these regions, there's still a lot that you can do. You can continue to put out the information that we release. We will continue to release updated information, you know, really throughout the day as we continue to discuss along with our comrades and those who we will help to support, you know, in these efforts. You know, for those that are listening outside of these areas, you can donate. Donate on Cash App, $BlackPowerDollar. Now, you know, this storm, as it is continuing to move, as far as the public advisory goes, it remains the same. Lake Pontchartrain, Lake Maurepas, and the metropolitan New Orleans area, as well as the mouth of the Pearl River to the Alabama-Florida border. So as we've been saying, as we've been seeing the forecast and the different models, we know that this hurricane Ida is coming up, is up and has made landfall in Louisiana, and the effects will be felt all the way to the all the way inland, you know what I'm saying, far past the forecasted areas on the coast of Louisiana. So we will see rain, a lot of rain, heavy rain. Another thing is that this storm is moving very slow, you know, so it's going to hover and it's going to produce a lot of rain. Along with the rain, we have high winds that could reach up to 150, 140 miles an hour, very high winds. These winds, we've been looking at not only the models, we've been not only hearing field reports, but for those that are not in, you know, these areas, we've also been looking at different footage and different videos that have been going out in the media. And as we've seen in previous, you know, disasters, we've seen trees being uprooted. There's already just under 500,000 people who do not have power already. You know what I'm saying? So we're already seeing widespread power outages, you know, for the clear direction that we have. And we'll say it again for those that are in these regions, make sure that you are keeping your communication devices charged, your cell phone, if you have more than one cell phone, you know, anything that you can use as far as communication, you want to make sure that you're keeping all your electronics charged. If you have a charger bank, even, you know, you want to keep that charged too, so you'll be able to charge your phone outside of plugging it into a outlet, as well as generators. We talked about those who are on generators, you know, not keeping the generator close to the house. That could leak in any kind of, you know, poisonous gases that could cause harm. We talk about not keeping it inside your garage. You know, these are important things when we talk about, you know, this hurricane, because there are those who are running, who are going to be running on generator power. Now, with these power outages, we're not expecting or have any real forecast as of now. I did find a live power outage map that shows you the power outage as they're happening. In the same areas that the storm has made landfall are the areas where there's massive power outage. And we say massive, we mean hundreds of thousands of people, you know, in these different parishes. So we have to be mindful of that as well. With the wind also comes collapsed power lines. So we strongly advise for our people that nobody is out traveling around in these storms. Whatever you were able to get during your preparation leading up to this, that's what you're going to have to rely on at this point. You know, it's not safe to be out traveling around down power lines that could still be energized. Because the power line has failed does not mean it doesn't have electric currents running through it. You know, these are hazardous conditions. This hurricane is bringing more hazardous conditions behind it with the wind and the water and the knocking down the power lines into the middle of the street, as well as the things that are inside the wind, debris, things that are flying in the wind. So we're asking for those that are in these areas, are black people, do not be traveling in and around the regions where in the parishes and cities where this storm is picking up in intensity as we reach the mid part of the day. So again, to all those that have just tuned in here on day 544, a new Black Panther Party radio, we have been broadcasting for the last few nights and giving live updates on Hurricane Ida that is affecting the state of Louisiana all the way through Mississippi, all the way to Alabama. We're seeing the effects of this storm, the Mississippi coastline in Biloxi, Mississippi. I've seen footage of the massive, you know, water that is coming into Biloxi, Mississippi. So all the way from Biloxi coming back this way toward into Louisiana, we're seeing the effects of this storm, you know, as well as nobody out and about, you know, around these power lines and moving around while this storm is hovering above, you know, this landmass. We also have to be mindful that we are not on the first floor. If we have found ourselves in our residence while this storm is passing over, you want to get to high ground. You want to get to the second floor if you have a second floor. And as we talked about in broadcast leading up to this, you even want to be prepared to go to the roof. If it comes to that as well, And you talked about having your hammer and something to get in that roof if necessary as well. I mean, what we're experiencing is something, as our chairwoman said, this is not something that those who are experiencing this haven't dealt with. So the direction and instruction that we're given is not only clear instruction, but it's also instruction from those who have been through these terrible catastrophes. You know, so we have to take heed to the instruction that we're given in these live updates because it's a matter of saving our lives. We also talked about, you know, if you have the ability to right now to fill up the bathtub with water. So you'll be able to use water to do whatever it is you need to do hygienically. You know what I'm saying? All of these things are coming into play. You know, we talked about those special documents, important documents, birth certificates, IDs, title deeds, anything that you know, you don't want that to get wet and you don't have to, you know, go through the process of trying to replace it, to put those important documents in a plastic bag and to keep it high up off the first floor if possible, you know, keeping it high and dry and away from possible water damage. Okay, now the footage that's been released, speaking of the measurement of the feet of rain, we're looking at, you know, up to 15 feet of rain, 15 feet of water in these affected areas. So we're talking about cars being submerged. You know, we're talking about, you know, a basic family dollar, a basic commercial building is about 9 or 10 feet, you know, in clearance, or the height clearance. You know, so anything above that will leave it submerged. You know, and the car is much, much shorter than that, maybe 3 or 4 feet, maybe. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when we're given this is based on, you know, the life-saving effort that we can give through these reports. You know, and again, you know, for those that are in these areas, you know, it's never been more of a time that we pay attention to the directions and the instructions that we're being given. Now, for those that are in these areas, we want to hear reports from you. Press the number one. We want to hear updated reports as much as we can to get as much information as we can as we make preparations to provide disaster relief, as the storm begins to move out, when it does begin to move out. But it's not there yet. You know, that's not the case yet. It is hovering and will hover, you know, above the areas, the affected areas and the broadcasted areas. And we continue to look at these areas, you know, these lakes and these, at the mouth of the Pearl River, you know, as we look at the coastal map on the National Hurricane Center's website, we see that those, you know, that the feet or the measurement of water coming into these regions are still, you know, 9 to 15 feet just coming off the coast. And our water is supposed to go way inland, you know, far inland from the coast. And that is where we'll be seeing a lot of that rain, that standing rain just there. Our chairwoman talked about, you know, the aftermath, you know, getting to a position or getting to a point where you could even travel throughout these areas. You know, you have to get rid of the water. You got to get rid of the down power lines and the trees that have failed and all of the things that come along with that. We're saying, family, that this is going to be a prolonged event. This is going to be something that the effects will be felt long after this storm has passed over the most, the regions that were forecasted and that are seeing the most damage and that will see the most damage. And as it moves out and moves through, and we're looking at it right now as it's going northeastward, as it's made landfall in Louisiana, it's going now northeastward out of the region, but it is moving very slow. It's moving very slow. So we're not there yet, family. There's a good bit of time from now until when this thing is even forecasted to begin to move out of this region. So, you know, we have to be very cautious. Everything that we do, we have to be very cautious. We have to be using critical thinking. Now, I'm continuing to look at updated information while doing this broadcast. We'll try to continue to update on all that we can. But as I'm looking here at the map, I do want to mention that the storm that we, the tropical depression that we spoke about a couple nights ago, is tropical depression. 10 is picking up speed and it's looking like it's going into the Gulf as well. So, you know, for those that are just in this region in general, no, you know, nobody is out of the line of fire of this. You know, those we reported and gave clear instruction for those who did make it out to travel out of the path of this storm. For those that did, make sure that you check in, make sure that we know where you are, and we know that you are safe. You know, brothers and sisters, listening to this radio broadcast, this is, you know, if you can call in, if you're listening online, and you can try to call in to give us a report, it'll be a lot of help to those that are going to be on the ground providing disaster relief assistance to our people in these areas. For those of you that are in the party that are in these areas, let's get updated reports on what's going on the ground. What is this storm looking like? How are the winds? What is the rain looking like in these areas? It's so important that we get this information as well. You know, there's a lot of different models and graphs of things that are coming out, you know, but they all it's pretty strict to what the original forecast was. You know, so let's continue to look at this thing as it continues to travel very slow. The last time I looked at it, it was traveling 15 miles an hour. It actually slowed down a little bit. I want to go back and get the actual, and if it's that is not the power of the storm. You know, even with the wind being forecasted, you know, or could possibly be forecasted up to 150 miles an hour earlier today, the gust of the wind was at 185 miles an hour. And these are things that we have to take into consideration because the wind does carry debris into all different directions, which could lead to another situation in itself. You know, so these are the reasons why we're given the direction that we're given. So let's continue to look at this as it unfolds on these different radars. We talked about the European model being the most go-to model, the most accurate, at least. God damn it, every time I go to the Hurricane Center. All right. Being the most accurate model to look at. So now that we look at it, I want to see how fast it's moving. Yeah, it's moving now at 10 miles an hour. So, again, it slowed down just a little bit from earlier today. Now it's moving at 10 miles an hour. Let's see what the wind is looking like, what the wind force is looking like behind this on this model. Maximum sustained winds at 120 miles an hour. So that's only 30 miles under what the projected, you know, mile per hour winds were forecasted to be, which was 140 to 150. Now at 120 miles an hour, moving 10 miles an hour, the actual storm moving 10 miles an hour as it hovers northwest over where it has made landfall and is continuing to move northwest. This storm is very dangerous, family. It's very dangerous. And, you know, the level of danger, we're not going to play it down. You know what I'm saying? It's not to scare anybody, but it's for us to be prepared. You know, it's for us to be mindful, you know, of how this thing is moving as well as those in these areas that we can get constant reports so that we know what's going on. We have to know what's going on, you know. You know, the whole purpose of this broadcast has been for the last 500 or so days to continue to update ourselves on the information. You know, the lies and misinformation has been released, of course, especially dealing with this, you know, this calamity, this hurricane has made landfall. You know, it's only right that we continue the spirit of this continuous broadcast and we get this information. I'm looking at all parts of this map as well, too. We don't want to miss anything. As we're dealing with this, we want to make sure that we're looking at these different storms also that are coming along just behind it. But we focus in specifically on Hurricane Ida, extremely life-threatening storm, surge in the nation to 9 feet or greater above ground level, will continue through early this evening along portions of the coast between Burns Point, Louisiana to Ocean Springs, Mississippi, overtopping the local levees outside of the hurricane and storm damage risk. And a reduction system is possible where local and donation values may be higher. So we're seeing that, you know, the reports that have been going out about these levees have not been very accurate as well. Catastrophic wind damage will occur near the core of Ida as it moves inland over southeastern Louisiana, during the next few hours. We are in those hours. This is an advisory that was released at 4 o'clock. So we are well within those hours. We are well past, you know, where a lot of these public advisories are released. We're well into the hours after that. Hurricane force winds and damaging winds gusts are expected through tonight within the hurricane warning area in southeastern Louisiana, including the metropolitan New Orleans area. Damaging winds, especially in gusts, will spread inland near the track of the center of Ida into southwestern Mississippi tonight and early Monday. And these winds will likely lead to widespread tree damage and power outages, as we talked about as we opened up this broadcast. Ida will continue to produce heavy rainfall through Monday across the central Gulf Coast, across southeastern Louisiana, coastal Mississippi, and southwestern Alabama, resulting in considerable to life-threatening flash and urban flooding and significant river flooding impacts as Ida moves inland. Significant flooding impacts are possible across portions of the lower Mississippi Valley, Tennessee Valley, upper Ohio Valley, central Appalachia, the central Appalachians, and mid-Atlantic through Wednesday. So again, you know, this is a storm system that is continuing to, you know, bring down heavy rains and very strong wind, and it is causing damage. Now, as we speak, you're listening to New Black Panther Party Radio. We have urged those of our people in these areas to get out. Those of us that have not made it out, we are now giving information on what we can do while we're in these areas to stay safe. So as we continue to hear from those on the ground, we want to make sure that we get these lines open. We have a Houston number calling in, 832. You're live on New Black Panther Party Radio. Is this Brother Al Prentice?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Black Power, Brother Al Prentice. Yes, sir, I can hear you. I can hear you. We can hear you loud and clear, brother. Black Power, brother. So what we want to do is allow for you to go ahead and open up on this storm. You know, Brother Al Prentice is a brother who we've been working with on our disaster relief, rescue training, and response. You know, we want you to let the people know what you and your team has been doing and plan to do, as we will be assisting you all in the efforts of the disaster relief as this storm moves through the forecasted area. So you have the floor, Brother Al Prentice. Welcome, Black Power. Welcome back.
Black Power, greetings, family. It's an honor to be on your show again, dear brother. Basically our team, we kind of formed this morning, got confirmation on those who can respond, and we kind of went over our protocol and reminded them we don't need no show dogging, because that goes on with a lot of volunteers, and I had to cut ties with a few people on our team when we are training, so to say. They want a show dog, and I have to remind them, I put this team together on both my firefighter and paramedic license, and I don't need no issues. So I'm really strict on following rules and regulations when it comes to responding like that. So that was one of the things we did, was to kind of get a gauge on those who are able to respond and kind of go over our resources, what we have. And I reached out to my big sister Crystal this morning, and she's been on steroids all day. That's a good thing, but she's been on steroids all day getting things together. So we kind of mic'd down things we would need to do right now while we wait, because we have to wait for the storm to do what it needs to do. Then, of course, the respective city agencies or whatnot will go out and do their assessment, and then they will call, you know, who they need, if they need extra boots on the ground, so forth and this. One thing I'm real strong on is safety, and I preach that because you never want to go into a situation and not have enough information to keep yourself safe. One example was the big earthquake in Mexico, where 1,000 people got hurt, and I think about 700 people got killed trying to save those who was affected by the earthquake. I think this was back in 85 or 75, something. You can look it up. But so we want to move strategically, get as much information. So another thing that we did was to break down the barriers with these hothead devils or whatnot, was to call the Black Firefighters president, union president, and let him know, hey, I have a team coming from, this is what we have. And he could kind of break down or talk to the respecting authority there and let them, hey, I got a volunteer organization coming. This is what they have. We can put them to work once they get there, because we know some areas will be concentrated on them others, and we know what those other areas are. So give us those areas that y'all not concentrating on, and we'll go to work for our people. So I'm in contact with the brother out in New Orleans. Of course, Sister Crystal got boots on the ground in New Orleans, so we're getting real live updates. And that information helps us to try to coordinate what we need to take and what we need to do. But, of course, we want to be, again, safe, and but we want to be effective. So, yeah, sir, that's about it, dear brother.
Yes, sir, brother, I'll print this. Now, for the people listening, would you please, if you don't mind, you know, kind of telling the people, you know, how you all got started, you know, and you know, leading up to this point, you know, some you know, history on you dealing with these storms.
Yes, sir. So by profession, I'm a Houston firefighter, paramedic. I'm at a rescue station. And so the team actually got started 2015, a spinoff from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the 10-10-15 movement, Justice or Else movement. So he wanted to put nine ministries, well, the nine ministries, you know, he wanted to create that back in the day, but kind of ramped it up during the anniversary of the Million Man March. So coming back from there, we decided, hey, we need to put a team together to kind of help around in the Houston area. Houston is growing. There's a problem with the fire department and our mayor right now when it comes to pay raise. You know, Houston being the second largest fire department in the country and the third lowest paid in the state of Texas. So naturally, I could go to Shell, I could go to one of these smaller departments and work, make less money, less stress. I'm sorry, make less runs and less stress and make more money. So naturally now the response time, or what they do with brownout stations, they brownout stations in our neighborhood. So this was a predicate for us to say, hey, we need to start training so we can help our own. So what we did was put a team together, and in order to get on our team, I created some qualifications, which would be, you know, current CPR card, take the NEMS class, Texas Boaters class, and I created a class called Medical Emergencies, which is kind of CPR first aid on steroids, dealing more with the medical emergencies and what to do or whatnot. So once they complete that class, then officially, you know, you're on the team. In order to stay on the team, you got to take the continuing education, which is another thing I'm really big on. If you're not participating in any way, form, or fashion, not doing your continuing education class, then you cannot respond. So, again, that's for safety. I don't want to have to go to someone's family and say, hey, you know, he didn't make it. You know, I don't – I do that enough at work. So we're in bed with several organizations, including the Houston Fire Department. They will call us out when there's a mass casualty, catastrophic, so-and-so. And then we'll be able to help them in their efforts. We also are in bed with Harris County Precinct 7. They have high water vehicles and boats, but they're not trained on using it. And we're trained on using it. We don't have the equipment. And Mae Walker, she's a sister. Her go-to guy is a brother named Marcus Grant. And he's a good brother, grew up in the hood, Sunnyside. And so we have a good working relationship with them. So if they need extra boots on the ground, again, we train to help them, but we also train to help our people, you know, and whatever aspect that that's needed. We've done free CPR classes. We've done free swim lessons to try to keep our people safe because they're going to have to help as well. And so we do these free disaster classes in the hood too. But, of course, the COVID stopped that. But right now we're meeting to try to re-implement those in a safe manner so everybody will be safe. So that's the purpose of us coming together, brother, for one, to teach our people, and two, to help professional first responders, or they give us our own land and we go ahead and do what we do as a team.
Black Power. Wow. We want to thank Brother Al Prentice and the brothers and sisters with the Gulf Coast Emergency Response Team, the new Black Panther Party Black Cross. We have had the benefit of having Brother Al Prentice and his team certify our team members in CPR as well as emergency response. That is, you know, even, you know, it's a minimum time and cost to learn such a very important and valuable tool. So Brother Apprentice has made a point over the years that he, you know, when we asked him to come, he comes. He's not only helped us with CPR certification, but also doing water training operation. Those of us who live in the Gulf, we know it's not a matter of if, it's only a matter of when we will be hit with these type of situations. It's just like living in the northern region and not knowing, it's, you know, you don't know when, but you know it's going to snow. So this is just a factor of life. And so we need to embrace the scenarios in which we live in and then go ahead and start having people on board. So as it stands, we've been working in solidarity and in camaraderie with the brothers and sisters. And as Brother Apprentice mentioned, we are looking to start expanding and do community trainings so that we can be self-determined. Brother Apprentice, can you explain to people why, so they can kind of understand while during the times of a disaster, you really can't get 911, not only because of the conditions, but because of their priority. Could you reiterate that point, please, as well as the situations of folks going into to do volunteer work, why timing and how we move is important?
Yes, ma'am. So you can't, depending on your area, you really can't expect first responders to come save you. What happens is there's a survey done after a storm, and they go after the most critical. So if you got water in your house with no lights, but you know you got you two thumbs up, you basically on your own. And you know, again, it kind of makes sense if Medea's down the street with no lights and she's on med and you have no lights and you got water in your house, who's more important? You know, grandma's more important because she has a medical condition. So you want to get her out as quickly as possible. And we call it triage or sort. So when it comes to Black people sometimes, they move their resources, and I'm speaking from experience. What was that, Sister Crystal, the tax day flood where the this is after the two white people were in the boat, because that was actually our station there, but I wasn't at work that day. The two white people in the boat, they was in the bayou, and the boat flipped over and they came out of their life vests and drowned. Incident right after that, right? So our station was in South Park. And so they moved us from South Park to Maryland during the flood after that, leaving South Park to fend for themselves. They had no boats. All the stations were strategically planted throughout the city of Houston. Majority of the stations were over in the Greenspoint area. So you had the whole South Side, you know, our brother, our Black and Latino family, you know, to do for self. So, again, that's another reason why we formed this team, so we could go to the churches, organizations, the HOAs. Hey, we can teach you how to do for self, or at least sustain yourself until 911 gets there.
We're also talking about the condition. You know, people think, well, I guess you mentioned that, but I was talking about the timing of how it could be power lines down, it could be debris down. So we do have in place in some cities, people who are giving us reports, but as we move out, even the volunteers who are going out, can you basically talk about that type of protocol that people who are volunteering, the type of safety, basic safety protocols that should be in place as we go out?
Oh, if they're going to respond and help, hold on, man.
Yes, sir.
So, I'm sorry, sister, it was kind of loud while I was there. You can hear. Could you repeat your question? I'm in a quieter area.
I was basically saying if you can give a few basic safety protocols for folks who are going to go out and volunteer,
oh, okay.
As far
yes,
as, like, down power lines, you know, not moving at night, stuff like that.
Right, yeah, definitely don't want to do anything at night, especially when it's pitch dark, because you never know what type of hazards out there. If you got static water and the safe is up to your waist or it can be up to your knees and you walk in and a street that you knew for years that you never paid attention to, there was a manhole there, but the pressure from the water brings that manhole up and you walk in, boom, now you see down. So definitely for one, know your area. If you are going to walk in I say dark waters or whatnot, any type of water, whether it's night or day, preferred day, have your stick. What I do is I have an old broomstick and I have a yellow, I painted it yellow, and that's a marker for me. So when I'm walking, I'm sounding the ground, what I call sound the ground. And if that stick go all the way down and to that yellow spot, I'm not stepping over there or I'm not going there at all, because that's deep water. And if that water is moving, then, of course, if you get caught in that current, we all know the people that drown and die are ones that are trying to fight the water. So another tip, if you ever get caught up in the current, get in what they call a defensive position, which is on your back, feet forward, going forward, and kind of maneuver yourself to the side. Don't try to fight the water because you get exhausted, you'll drown. Another thing you want to look out for, I know when Harvey was here in my neighborhood, we had snakes. So be careful of those. Know what type of snakes you got in your area, because different snakes carry different toxins. You know, you might be allergic to it. This might be that one bite, you know, you be up in the upper room from this one bite because you're allergic to it. Also, when it comes to snake bites, know which hospital can take what type of snake bites. Again, people have exotic snakes. They just busted this Asian brother a couple months ago that had 13 Egyptian spitting cobras in his house. Now, what if those cobras would have got out, like in Florida? Now they got a domestic animal in Florida that's not native to Florida. The pythons are attacking people, pets, and babies. So know that information in your area. If you're going to respond during the day and it's hot, make sure you hydrate. Gatorade is good. If you don't have Gatorade, one thing you can do is take 12-ounce of bottle with a teaspoon of sea salt, shake it up, and that'll hydrate you real quick. Make sure you got a first aid kit if you're going to respond, because any little cuts and you walk through water, you get infected, so you can clean yourself up. If you want to do anything more advanced, like have a pulse oximeter that reads the oxygen levels in your blood when it comes to responding with people that may have COVID, that's an indication that this person could have COVID if they have low pulse ox number. Again, that number is 95 below, then you need to be concerned. If they're 95 up, then you're good. There's some more signs and symptoms you can look at. We can talk about it on a later day. I don't want to burn too much time. But just little tidbits like that, you know, be careful. Look
there,
for
there, just so you know, there is no time rush. We have a whole another hour and 3 minutes, so don't feel the need to rush. But go ahead, brother.
Yes, ma'am. So when it comes to power line, I think I was telling with Sister Crystal earlier that during Harvey, some Latino brothers took it upon themselves to go into the neighborhood and try to evac people, but they didn't have any safety protocol. Well, they ran into, they didn't know that in this particular area, there was a down power line, and they both ran over the deal, and they both got electrocuted to death. And so we was actually one of the crew that had to go in and get them. However, we didn't get them to 2 days later. So because of the charged deal, so in the water. So be careful with that also. Dogs are afraid. They attack me. And what else? That's about it. You know, just use common sense. If it don't look right, stay away.
Right on, right on. So I am, we are checking the report. So I did one thing as it moves, we are still going to be having rain that'll be going on for the next 24 to 48 hours. So thank God we haven't got reports of major devastation or loss of life as of yet, but there are reports. We're going to be getting more reports of things come in. We do, however, understand and have got reports that all of Orleans Parish power is out. So I guess that's another thing. Like, folks are going to have to be dealing with power outages for days, possibly weeks, more than likely weeks. So could you touch base on the safety protocols regarding to generators and things of that nature?
Yes, ma'am. If you're going to use a generator, keep it out your house, keep it out your garage. Reason being, running motors emit carbon monoxide, which is more, the carbon monoxide, once it hits your body, replaces the oxygen. So it's colorless and it's odorless. So a couple of whiffs of that, or a long period of time being exposed, what it is, you're going to start feeling drowsy, and then it's going to put you to sleep, and that's going to be the last time you wake, you know, you're going to be that deep sleep where, you know, later on they got to put you 6 feet deep. So you get a generator, make sure you have it at least 3 to 4 feet away from your house. Make sure that the exhaust facing away from your house. And don't overload your generator. So depending on the wattage, only run stuff that is absolutely necessary. You know, if you got a portable AC like I have in my house, then you can run it off a generator, but you might want to microwave that to one room. A small refrigerator, like I said, it depends on the size of your generator, but don't overload it because, again, that becomes a fire hazard also. Now, one little tidbit, this is off the record. Just say later on, after things calm down, play with your generator, get
it off the record, but on the radio.
Oh, okay. Get a PVC pipe, and hook it up to your exhaust. Make sure it's airtight, and you can run your exhaust out of your house. That's where you can keep your generator inside, and you won't get that exhaust in your house or whatnot. I've seen people do that also. So, yes, ma'am, that's what it, when it comes to generators.
Okay, so that's very important. So those are people who are in Houston. Go ahead, and if you want to be a part, if you're in the Houston or the surrounding areas, if you want to be a part of the efforts to volunteer as we go in to be able to do basic disaster supply assistance as it stands. The storm is not over. I haven't heard any reports of the need for search and rescue, but I'm not certain. If anybody's getting any type of reports on that, we'll put that information out. But we do know for a fact that we will need to go in and bring basic supplies for folks, like water and sanitary items and food and things of that nature. So we're looking for volunteers to a certain extent, but we are ready to be able to man those locations where we're going to be setting up the supply distribution. But we do have folks who have already been trained that we can vouch for that are going to be actually going in. So whatever resources folks can contribute, please send us a Cash App to $BlackPowerDollar. That's $BlackPowerDollar, all one word, on the Cash App. You can also go and send us a system, a notice or inquiry or comment at nbpp.org. If you have important information, if you want to volunteer, or have supplies or things of that nature, send us a message at nbpp.org and send your donations. We need resources. I mean, everything, we are volunteer humanitarian efforts. So we do need to fund this operation and these operations. So go ahead and send that Cash App to $BlackPowerDollar. Brother Captain, do we have anyone on the ground right now that can give us support? I did start receiving texts from people in the New Orleans area that their powers were out. So I don't know how long they'll even be able to give on. But if we have anybody on, this is going to be the time for you guys to press 1 to give your report now, to give us a brief report.
Yeah, right. Black Power, for those that are online, that are in these areas, we want to hear from you. Press the number 1. New Orleans, Baton Rouge, even Lafayette as well. You know, press the number 1. We want to hear from the people on the ground. You know, but it's just, you know, very credible information, powerful information that we're getting right now from Brother Al Prentice. You know, I want to know, brother, if you could, you know, when we look at this, storm, you know, and how it's just, you know, sitting over the landmass, you know, and just your experience, you know, dealing in these storms, you know, like what are some of the things that people could expect, you know, in the aftermath of this storm that we need to be, you know, urgently thinking about right now? You know, we talked about even now, you know, I know one of the things in the aftermath is the fact that, you know, there's not going to be no gas or anything like that. But we even seen that happening as people began to evacuate, you know?
Right, right. Yeah, you hit it right on the head. Gas issues, food issues. Let's share a quick story real quick. During Harvey, in our area, the gas station got broken into. And I had to park my car at this gas station and walk to my house. So when I came back to get my car, I saw one of the Precinct 7 officers that I know over there taking a report from the store owner. And so he and I was talking. He said, this is strange because they didn't steal cigarettes, beer, and lotto tickets. They were stealing bread, meat, eggs, milk, stuff that they need to eat on. So you can expect food shortage because trucks may not be able to get in to supply the grocery stores. One major thing you really want to pay attention to if you stay at home, you have extensive winds, is the structure of your house. You know, pay attention. And listen to creaks or whatnot, funny sounds in your house. That means your house is not stable. Then you might need to get out and, you know, get it remodeled if you got funds like that. So those are just a few of the things that you can expect.
Right, right. And it brings into, you know, account too, you know, during these times when you have food shortages and things like that, you know, we got to be mindful and protect ourselves as well. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to come into a situation, you know, you know, we've seen it, you know, with these pigs, you know, we know we have it on record of them, you know, even killing black folks, you know what I'm saying, during Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane America. So,
right.
You know, these are all things we need to take into account. This is not just stories that we're telling. This is real-life situations that, you know, Brother Apprentice, you know, we thank you again, Brother, for coming on, but even more so, you know, for doing this work, you know what I'm saying? But there's a lot of dangers that come along with it, and it's not just the storm, it's people. You know, people are going to be, you know, not going to be without food and without the basic bare necessities. We can't take for granted the fact that there's going to be some folks that ain't going to be, you know, that may be a little off, you know what I'm saying? During the time of calamity, you know, we really can't take for granted self-defense as well. You know, make sure that we're able to protect ourselves as well and protect the rations that we do have, you know. Especially don't be trying to go out and get nothing right now, you know, when the storm is already nearly landfall. Whatever we have, we're going to have to settle for that as of right now. Would that be the correct thing to say, Brother Apprentice? What you have now, you're going to have to settle for that, you know, and use it to the best of your ability.
Yes, sir.
Not safe to be out now.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Don't be out trying to, you know, don't grab anything. Go ahead, brother.
Yes, sir. No, I was saying absolutely. I was a bearing witness.
Yeah, the truth, you know. And for the last few nights, as we've been broadcasting, you know, the situation has intensified. We know that, you know, with these power outages and the danger that it brings, the sun is setting, you know what I'm saying? It's set here in Houston. We sure that that's the same, you know what I'm saying? So for those that are listening to this broadcast, as the sun begins to set, you know, we say in the new Black Panther Party to be especially watchful at times of night, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, especially with no power. You know, some communities, even when there is no storm, have, you know, low lighting or no lighting. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, can't take things for granted, not being able to see right in front of you, you know. And you mentioned something else, Brother Apprentice. You talked about, you know, how the storm brings out animals, dogs, snakes, you know, that's a big one. You know what I'm saying? Because now you got to make sure that inside of your medical kit or your first aid kit that you also have, you know, something to deal with a snake bite. You know, these are important things. You know, what is some type of or different gear that people may have if they're helping out others, or even situations where people may have to improvise if they have to, you know, but if they have to make it to a higher point. What are some improvisation techniques you've seen the people using, or even some things that people may have that may come into play during this time?
Definitely, gloves. You know, if you don't have medical gloves, you got, I don't know if they even sell those gloves anymore that you do the dishes with. They're rubber. Those are good. I've seen people use those for people that are hurt, that are bleeding. I've seen T-shirts used. People that have back injuries due to any type of trauma issues, you can use a door to move them effectively so you won't further injure their backs. What else? That's all I can think of right off the top of my head. I've seen or we teach for a disaster, because you're not going to have everything, you know. If you decide to act and help the people in your community, you're going to have to use stuff you find on the ground to be effective in saving a life sometimes.
Right, right. And and also not only the power from the outside, as I was mentioning, but the power on the inside. So candles come into play. You know, it's not a good time to go on and break them candles out. You know, for those of us that already have, we lost power. Because, again, like the brother our apprentice was saying, you know what I'm saying, you may not have it. But if you have candles, now is the time to break them things out, get them lit up, you know what I'm saying, to keep it lit so you can see what's going on around you, you know what I'm saying, especially at a time where ain't no going to be no life inside or outside. So both levels, you know what I'm saying. And then as well as flashlights. You have flashlights, you know. These are basic things. We say basic things, but some of us may have them. Some of us may not. If you do, now is the time to utilize all of the items that you've incurred through your preparation. You know, living in these regions and understanding this time of the year. You know what I'm saying? It's no, you know, this is the time that we're going to get, that we're going to get clear instruction as well. You know, because if we have clear instruction, that can also reduce panic. That can also reduce panic, which we call many situations in ourselves. You know,
that's very
listening to this broadcast. You want to hear updates for those that are on the, from those that are on the ground in these affected areas. New Orleans, Louisiana, Baton Rouge is due to be affected by this storm. It is being affected by this system as well as, you know, even in Shreveport.
I thought it was closed, but that's because I was
back in the show. You know, but either way it goes, probably, you know.
Yes, man.
Those of us that are in these areas,
yes, man.
So we are still there. You know, we're putting
disaster.
Out
we have our disaster.
We're going to everywhere. See to give updates. You know, we understand that the conditions are intensifying, you know, with this, you know, with the storm moving, you know, and then now hovering over. You know, I just reported that it's moving very slow, you know, at 10 miles an hour. But, you know, there's being recorded winds of 120 miles an hour. Just short of
behind my truck.
You know, the 150 miles an hour, which was projected.
And that's all right.
You know,
my brother don't park right there.
Pretty much on the projection, you know, pretty much spot on. And that's what we've been seeing, you know, leading up to. We've been keeping a very close
eye my brother Jason.
On all these different models.
My baby brother.
Different systems that they're using to forecast these storm systems. You know, and again, you know, at this time, what you have is what you're going to work with.
You know,
folks that have made it out, if you did make it out, make sure that we know where you're at. Make sure that we know that
Black
you're safe. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Still in these areas.
Oh, okay.
Again, we want to make sure that, you know, it's key to the clear instruction and clear direction. Very, very key. Very, very important.
Right,
you know, we have Brother Alprentice on the line. If you have any questions, you know, or any questions you want to ask the brother, now would be the time to press number one. You know what I'm saying? So we can continue to get this information to the community. It's
my
very,
bad, I thought I was
going to
leave my problem.
We have this broadcast every night. You know, this is Crystal.
My bad, I was sitting there talking and howling. I didn't know I was not on mute. My bad. I'm country in the mud.
Okay, Black Rod. But no, I'm just saying, you know, just running down these things over and over again is important. You know what I'm saying? That we repeat these things, you know, and again, you know, having clear information and clear instruction in a time of calamity, you know, you reduce panic, which is another situation. If people begin to panic, then you can also have civil unrest as well. You know, so we're looking at this from every angle possible. Right. And that's a whole situation in itself. You know, and then we look at the way that these people manipulate, you know, they manipulate these conditions. You know, oftentimes we see that, you know, the manipulation of these conditions, you know, leads to, you know, resistance to those who it's in their best interest that we don't get out sometimes. You know, many organizations and things of that nature. So we have to rely on self. You know, those that are in these areas, we have to rely on self. But you are not, you know, in no way, shape, or form have we forgotten about our people or we'll forget about our people, you know, and that's the whole point of us doing it, so we can make sure that we're going to give clear instruction and clear updates, you know, based on, you know, the situation that we're seeing right now. You know, as reports continue to come in, we'll continue to give updates, you know, again, you know, right now with the power outages, we know how dangerous that can be, you know, those who have to, you know, live through our power outages. And you know that even now with the storm conditions, it's one thing, right? But with the storm conditions, it's going to be a minute before all of that gets sorted out, before the power gets back on and before people are able to, you know, get gas and things of that nature. You were talking about, Brother Apprentice, you were talking about how, you know, trucks can't get, you know, to the gas stations. So, of course, we could expect for road conditions also to be, you know, an issue as well, you know, dealing with this storm system. So from every angle, family, from every angle, we want to make sure that the people are covered and updated information-wise. And the more information that we have, as you said, Brother Apprentice, the better that those who are volunteering can operate, you know, in the field as this thing continues, you know, and as people are dealing with it. We know that what is going to leave behind it is going to be a lot. You know, this is going to be a prolonged, you know, situation, a prolonged event that we're going through. And we want to urge our people to use clear decision-making skills, use critical thinking, you know what I'm saying, be thinking self-defense, preserving your life. You know, you have to be okay, you know, to be able to help others to be okay. You know, could you expound a little bit more, brother? You said it multiple times about, you know, how those that are volunteering, you know, the last thing you want to do in our culture is you don't want to become a victim yourself. You know what I'm saying? Could you expound on that a little more for the people?
Yes, sir. So you don't want to become a victim yourself, meaning, like you were saying, panic. People get caught up in the emotion, and once you get caught up in emotion, you kind of block out any safety concerns when you're trying to help someone that's injured or hurt. One example, again, I relied on this fire department story. A father came to his son's car accident. And he saw the condition of the car. Although his son was outside of the car, he thought his son was still in the car. So his son was sitting down on a bridge, and he, I don't know what he was thinking, but he stepped off the bridge, and he sailed to his death. So this is, you know, like you were saying, getting caught up in emotion, not looking at the situation of, you know, could I hurt myself trying to save somebody? And don't be a hero. If you can't do it, then you're no good to the next person if you're hurt or injured. One of the trainings I had my team go through was when the rescuer became the victim. And so everybody went through that training, and we did various scenarios. One of your team members is trapped, and they call for a mayday, which is a universal call. And when you're trapped, how to use the training that we went over to save your life, because in this scenario, we can't come in and get you. So you have to use everything we talked about to save your life. And that was we ran another scenario where we had a victim, how we bring this victim out safely so you won't become injured. So, yeah, brother, you're right on point when it comes to not getting caught up in emotions, because black folks get caught up in emotions, and a lot of times if we get out that emotion, we can save our loved ones properly.
Right. And we talk about panic, you know, we just, you know, We urge nobody to panic. You know, it's not going to help. You know, we want to be as sound as possible in this time. As all of this is going down, the best thing that we can do is be focused on the clear information, the clear instruction that's being given. brother has talked about the generator safety, as well as things that we can do to make sure, you know, basically, you know, using what we got. For a lot of us, we, like I've been saying through this broadcast, hey, don't be out here traveling around as this storm is going. What you got is what you got. It's guerrilla warfare. What it is, you're going to have to use what you have. You know, the things that you've gathered throughout your preparation leading up to this point. You know what I'm saying? There's no need to feel bad about what you don't have. You know, we're going to have to use what we have. You know, as this thing continues on, we'll have a better idea of when we'll be able and how things will be able to go down as far as getting on the ground, bringing that basic relief. That's what Christian was just talking about. You know, so for those that are listening to this broadcast in these areas, it's important that we continue to get these reports from you so we know exactly what is going on. Of course, we're coming out of Houston. We're coming out of an area that's not, you know, in the direct path of this storm. I don't want to, you know, forget to mention, as I said, I will be looking at, you know, for the last 2 days, I noticed this Tropical Depression 11 forming in the Gulf, and I've been keeping a close eye on it, you know, because as we're on the ground, we definitely want to keep a close eye on anything else that's coming right behind us. And historically, that has been the case for many, many times. You know, there have been reports that have gone out that we've given a historical, as you were talking about, Brother Apprentice, the historical relation to the storm and how, you know, powerful it is, you know, in comparison to other storms that have come through the region, Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Delta last year, as well as Hurricane America, Hurricane Katrina, you know, in these certain times of year. But now moving forward, we have to be more focused in on preparation throughout the year, both individually and as volunteers leading up to these storm systems. But yeah, man, I've been checking the east, the west, the Atlantic, you know, just looking at every part of the ocean, even just trying to make sure that we don't miss anything. You know what I'm saying? Because again, having that clear information beforehand is the best thing. You know, being prepared beforehand is the best thing. As we get, you know, caught in these storm systems, we gotta work with what we have. We urge those not to travel out into the storm at any point while it's intensifying and as it's moving throughout these regions and these parishes, different cities and areas that are along the forecasted areas. And, you know, we just urge our people, do not be traveling in this in these weather conditions. It is not safe to be out there, man. And it's crazy, man. You see this news. What do you think, Brother Apprentice, about how every time you turn on the news and you see somebody out in the weather, it's a brother. It's a brother out there. They put some brothers out there swaying in the wind and holding on the pole, you know, giving the information, you know. I mean, it's a lot, man. It's a lot going on.
Yes, sir.
It really is. But at the same time, there's nothing for us to be thinking about, you know.
Right. There's a reason why we lead. Right. There's a reason why we lead statistically. And a lot of the flaws that kill, you know, house fires, heart disease, and things like that. But one thing, brother, you said that was key in responding and staying inside during the storm, and I want to add real quick, we find here in Houston people are hard-headed. They will drive through water and get stuck or they get drowned, right? So they don't use, you know, they don't use kind of, well, I can make it through it, you know, and especially when it's dark. So if that is the case and anybody listening to the radio, God forbid, if you did go out and get caught, there's a few things you could do to save your life if your vehicle is submerged underwater. For one, if the window's down, you can get out that way. If the windows are up and the door is not going to open, so water is going to come in slowly. That's because you can't open up the doors because of the pressure difference. Wait for the water to get to a certain level in your car, and you can open up the door and get out. I know it's a little funky, but that's the only way you're going to be able to get out. You can't break a window. You can't do nothing like that. So you're going to have to wait for that pressure to equal out, and then you'll be able to open up the door. Now, if you find yourself submerged upside down and you're able to get out, you're going to be disoriented. So one thing you can do to find the top is blow bubbles. Bubbles always float to the top. So you just follow the bubbles up to the top, and you'll be able to get out of the water that way.
Right, brother. I'm trying to mention something that is very important as well. I mean, we're dealing in water. And, you know, let's be honest when we say that there's good bit of our people that cannot swim, you know. So, I mean, again, as we talk about preparation, that's something that we definitely need to be prepared for, especially living in these regions, is being able, you know, I remember when you came and you did the training with us, you know, we talked about, you know, how there are different, you know, swimming techniques and different techniques that you can use. Every, how would you say, you know, every swim, or I don't even know the proper word to use. There's different ways to swim, basically, brother, is what I'm saying as you talk.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Based on what is going on. You think you want, could you expound on that, you know, just swimming and you know, life vests and things of the nature for those that cannot and find themselves in that condition or situation?
Right. Well, basic swimming, I'm not an expert when it comes to swimming, bro. I know I can swim. I know how to do rescue swimming and things of that nature. But some things you could do if you can't swim, first of all, like you were saying, brother, don't panic. If you can, lay down in the water, because if you notice people that drown, they drown with their heads up. And then once they drown, then they start laying horizontal. So if you can get horizontal, kind of float, you should be all right. Other than that, brother, get into some swim lessons. You hit it right on the nail. Black folks don't know how to swim, or we're afraid of water. Our team, we done over 30 free swim lessons, just the basic, not to be afraid of water. We're partnered up with the National Association of Black Scuba Divers to offer more swim lessons to black people as well as scuba diving classes.
Right, right. I mean, that's a big thing for us. As black people, that's a big thing for us, you know, especially those that are living in these regions that see these storms every year, you know. And hell, as it stands right now, you know, moving forward, it has to be, man, it's got to be top priority. Got to be top priority, you know, for us to continue to prepare throughout the year for these different storms. I'm looking at some more of these models. You joining us here live on New Black Panther Party Radio. We have our brother, our apprentice, here on the line with us. And may not be an expert in swimming, brother, but you're definitely an expert, you know, in the work that you have been doing, is, as well as the work that you and your team have been doing, is very beneficial, you know, for our nation. And sit, you know, pair and pair with the New Black Panther Party Black Cross. And, you know, that's why we're able to, you know, help our people. But again, you know, it comes with training and it comes with preparation as well. So all these things come into account. I mean, we've been talking about preparation really for the last 544 days in some way, shape, or form. If it's not been about this COVID-19, now we see is with these storms. And this storm system,
right,
specifically in Hurricane Ida. You know, and as we say to all of our
right.
family, for those that are in these regions, We pray and we rely on the power, the manifestation of our mighty ancestors, you know, and the Most High, that our people, you know, we do not see, you know, a widespread death or drowning or any kind of storm conditions that could lead to any fatalities or very serious injuries of our people, you know. So, again, we urge our people not to panic. You know, what you have is what you're going to have to use at this point. The New Black Panther Party, Black Cross, our disaster relief arm, a voluntary disaster relief, you know, we are working tirelessly you know, and as y'all can hear, you know, we have those who we are with, you know, who understand this, you know, very well. You know, I mean, we gotta have that. It's okay for us to be experts. You know, a lot of these people claiming that they experts, they don't want to help us, and they purposely, you know what I'm saying, avoid our community. That's another thing. That's another thing that's very, very wicked about these storm systems. You know, is that we see time and time again a lot of these major organizations and these, you know, these groups, they are taking this money throughout the year, but then when it comes time to help those of our people, you know, we see that doesn't happen. You know, we see us helping them. You know, so this is a what do you call it? Go for self. This is a go for self. That's the needs of our people. That's what we're dealing with right now. Yeah, I'm continuing to look at this. I'm looking at a bunch of different models. I got all kind of tabs open, so making sure that we don't miss anything on the forecast chip as the scene continues to move. But the most credible information that we can get, the most important information really is going to come from those that are on the ground, those that are there, you know, that are feeling the force of this, you know, storm system. You know, we can take a lot of, it's a lot of power in the word. For those that are on the ground right now. Now, I keep saying on the ground, but not on the ground, but in these areas. Definitely don't be outside on the ground while a storm is coming. I can't urge that enough for our people. As you mentioned, Brother Al Prentice, and some of our people just, you know, they're going to go, you know, anyway. But, of course,
yes,
from what I've seen, I mean, this is, you can't stand out in this if you wanted to. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Everybody that's listening tonight, we want you to know that when you're in these areas, to please take heed to the direction and the instruction that we're giving. You know, protect your family by using the thing, by using the, taking heed to the instruction, getting using the strategies that we're talking about, the items that you have. You know, make sure that you're charging all of your electronic items, your phone, your charger bank, even your laptop, anything that you can use that will help you communicate without it being plugged up all the time. You want to make sure that you're keeping that charge right now. Okay? Make sure that if you can get to the second floor, you want to go to the second floor. If you're in a complex or building that has more than two or three floors, you want to go as high as you possibly can. Would that be the correct advice, Brother Alprentice? You want to go as high as you possibly can.
Right. You know, brother, I apologize to you. I forgot to mention when it comes to having something in your bug out or survival kit. In my house, everybody got life vests. You know, class 3. So make sure when you go out putting your disaster kit together, you include a life vest, especially if you're in the Houston area or anywhere in the Gulf Coast area. Have a life vest, you know, class 3. Don't get the little orange one with the one strap. That's not going to do you no good, because that's how the white people ended up drowning, because when they fell in the water, the life vest floated up, and they came through the hole because of the strap. Those straps are not good at all. So get you a class 3 life vest. You can pick them up at Academy, Dick's Sporting Goods. Just make sure it's a class 3, because you never know. Again, during Harvey, in my neighborhood, we had moving water in the street. Luckily, the current wasn't strong enough where I could walk my family through it, but if it was strong enough, then we would have got swept away.
Right. Yeah, every aspect of these storms present a different, you know, a different type of threat, but a threat nonetheless. You know, the storm in general, and then all of the things that the wind and the water bring. And just dealing with wind is one thing, you know, dealing with water is one thing, but together, you know, you have a very widespread catastrophe. We went to Lake Charles last year. I mean, it was wind. You know, the rain wasn't as bad as is being forecasted in this storm system, but the wind alone was very, very catastrophic. you know, houses collapsing in the first floor into the second floor and things of that nature. So all the things that we're saying tonight are very, very important. And we have our National Minister of Communications, Sister Amina, calling out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. What is the update, Sister Amina, on your situation in the area?
Black power. The wind has picked up a whole lot. It's probably, about 70, 80 miles per hour. I think it's here. The lights just went out. First they were just flicking off and on, but like the city's black. It's black. It's not really doing much raining, but the wind. It's a whole bunch of wind.
Right.
So is that all?
We couldn't hear you, sister. What did you say?
Upstairs on the second floor.
All right. Still there, sister? Can you hear me?
Yeah, black power. I can hear you.
You said some of the roof is coming off.
Yeah, the houses, somebody's roof is coming off. The wind is blowing hard as fuck.
Also want to add on Brother Knowledge. I want to add on the brother chairman on the Baton Rouge. Black Power, brother, can you hear me?
Black Power, I can hear you. Yeah, to give an update, the lights flicked on and off twice. Trying to kick on. There's a canal next to us with some big trees, but other than everything is on rock, that it went, given that it's a little, a lot of rain. We are on the edge, right on the edge of the eye, it's tough. Now, on this, the eye, and
it's real spotty, brother.
Out of it in a couple of hours.
Here. You can only imagine the service, you know. Yeah, go ahead.
Bear with us, family. We got the brothers having a bad signal. It's storm, so bear with us. I can't really hear you, Molly.
Hear me?
We can't really hear you at all, brother.
Okay.
The comrade, Brother Ken, just said LaPlace got hit pretty bad. The outskirts of LaPlace got hit pretty bad. So we want everybody to shelter in place. We will be making sure, we need people to check in. We will continue to do these broadcasts every night. We have to extend it or start it early. We will do that as well. We're going to have another organizing call immediately following this call. Our volunteer efforts have already started as far as varnishing supplies and volunteers. So, everybody just hold tight, stay safe, and, we're going to ride this one out. And then we'll have boots on the ground expeditiously as soon as it's safe for us to come in and render whatever type of aid is needed.
Did you have a report?
Okay. So that's it. I'm passing it back to you, Brother Ketchup. And Brother Laramie, are you ever come in? Anybody else on the ground? Give them a report that has power.
Black Power, can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, we can hear you now, Laramie.
Black Power, yeah. So, yeah, the wind is gusting pretty hard. I'm going to take a look outside. I know the trees are long trees. The trees I'm talking about woods wrapped around. I'm pretty sure leaning up there. Not going to come back. They see a couple hours before it kind of starts to die down around 11. The down and he had a fan and got a device charged.
I'm maybe hearing every other thing the brother says. Again, for those listening to this broadcast, bear with us because we're hearing reports from our comrades that are out there, that are in their residence, sheltering in place while the storm is moving through. The service is very bad, if you can imagine. So we need you to bear with us as these reports come through. The sound is not that great because, again, it's a storm condition. So what we could hear from you, Brother Laramie, what we did hear you talk about the trees being uprooted and things of that nature. I received some photos earlier out of Baton Rouge, and the sidewalk is coming up off the sidewalk. You know what I'm saying? So again, that was when the sun was up. So the power is intensifying. We also heard a report from Brother Laramie from what we could hear as he talked about the wind also picking up, as well as Sister Amina, who fell off the line just a few minutes ago. She was with us on this line, but then her line fell off. So again, as we can see in Baton Rouge, the storm system is intensifying and is bringing very strong winds as we get live reports and updates from the comrades in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We're seeing an increase in the wind as well as worsening power outages as well. As we get reports from Baton Rouge here on New Black Panther Party Radio, we can see this nightly broadcast to give live updates on Hurricane Ida. But if you can still hear us, Brother Laramie, try to give us some feedback and let's see if we can hear you. We don't want to miss anything from your report, but what we can hear, I'm repeating it back to the people so they can hear it clearly. Can you still hear us, brother?
Yes, I can still hear you guys. Like I said, the only thing that's really whipping off these buildings, because I'm on the third floor, is I see a few gutters building. A few gutters on the building kind of bending a little bit. The apartment complex on the side of us, they have lights. But the complex that I'm in, the lights have shut off. But the wind is not slowing down at all. And it'll probably be like this for the next couple of hours. It'll start to die down. But the wind is very, very, very high. Right here off of Sherwood Forest Boulevard and Interstate 12. That's where I'm at. And like I said, it just shut off 20 minutes ago now. Other places in Baton Rouge, they do have lights, not very many. But the canal next to us have trees that are swaying pretty hard. There's a canal going between the apartment complexes. They are swaying pretty tough. And hopefully they'll be able to hold up because there's a lot of cars still here. Black Power.
Right. We heard you very clear right there, brother. Whatever area you went to give that part of your report, that area had pretty good service because I heard you the clearest right where you are than the whole report that you gave. So that wherever you are giving that report, that's where we can hear the best feedback from you. Take that into consideration for your communications. Can you hear me? Brother Knowledge, could you hear me? All right. Again, we ask you to bear with us, family, as we get live reports from on the ground. Brother Knowledge line just fell off as well. So, again, we're getting live reports from our comrades who are in these areas as Hurricane Ida continues to move over these forecasted areas, these cities and parishes that you know, we've been saying for the last few days where this thing was going to go, and it looked to have been, it's stuck pretty strictly to those forecasted areas, pretty much, you know, right on the money, right on the forecast. You know, and again, you know, we will repeat for those that have flashlights, now is the time to utilize those flashlights as well. Brother, I see that you're back on. Let us know that you can hear us. Brother Knowledge out of Baton Rouge, can you hear us? All right, brother, can you hear us? Sound check, mic check. All right, I'm hearing a little feedback from you, brother. Try again. Can you hear us? All right, brother, keep on trying. Keep on trying to give us feedback. We'll let you know how it sounds. I want to let you know, brother, that the area that you were talking at right before your line hung up was the best that we heard you, sound quality-wise. So you might want to go back to that area of your house or your residence. That was where we best heard you.
Yeah.
If you can take her up. You can still hear us? All right, family, y'all listening to this broadcast, and this is a live update of what is going on with Hurricane Ida that has made landfall in Louisiana, that is moving up. Now we're seeing storm conditions intensify in Baton Rouge, also in New Orleans. We know that the storm system has hit New Orleans pretty bad. We're seeing widespread power outages. We're getting reports of widespread power outages, reports of trees being uprooted from the ground, you know, as well as damage even on the concrete sidewalk, you know. So this is definitely nothing to take lightly at all. I want to continue to try to get feedback, Brother Knowledge. Sir, I can hear you a little bit, but you're going in and out. We still have Brother Al Prentice on the line. We want to thank you, brother, for joining us here tonight. You know, as we tick away with the last few minutes or 10, 11 minutes of this broadcast, you know, we kind of want to turn it over to you and any information that you want to give to the people that could be beneficial, anything that we may have missed that you may want to reiterate. We want you to allow you the time to go ahead and do that, Brother Al Prentice. Black Paul. Black Power, Brother Al Prentice, if you can still hear me, brother, or if you can still hear me, Brother Knowledge, or Sister Crystal, let me know you can still hear me.
Can you hear me?
You'll be heard on this broadcast. Okay.
Can you hear me, brother?
That's,
can you hear me?
We hear you real good.
Can you hear me? Okay. Yeah, so, the wind is still picking up pretty bad. It hasn't slowed down at all. In the complex that I'm in, there's no lights. It's shut on off a couple times. This is Sherwood near Interstate 12. It's very rare that this power grid goes out. It's never been out. This is the first time. There's a canal next to where we are. There's a lot of trees in it, a lot of tall trees, probably standing about 50 feet. From the looks of it, they'll hold up. There's some rain inside of it. A lot of this wind, it's probably hitting about 7 mile an hour gusts. We have flashlights and electric fans so we can stay cool and whatnot. We have food and water and everything else. I got about 5 devices, including my laptop, for communication. And like I said, there's a lot of vehicles that are still here. A lot of people stayed behind because it wasn't a push for people to evacuate. They didn't really make it mandatory for people to leave until the last minute. That's a lack in leadership. So, like we talked about last night, make it make sense to yourselves and to your family and whatnot, or where to go. But some people did leave. They left, went way far north to Shreveport, or they went west to Texas. But yeah, like I said, the wind is very high here. No breakage of windows or anything. There's some gutters that are kind of leaning and kind of broke off, a couple of them. Nothing too crazy where it's hitting any vehicles or anything. It's just really, really intense. I never heard howling like that. It's sort of like tornado strength winds coming through with lightning lightning also here and there. Every couple minutes you'll see a piece of lightning, but the main thing is the wind, which is really making things go out here and there. The family and friends, they're still doing some good things, but the hardest thing is making sure making sure you conserve your power. If you don't need it, unplug it. If it's charged up, unplug it. TVs, keep your refrigerator plugged up. To keep refrigerators cool, from what I've done over the years, if it goes out, do not go back and forth in it. If you don't exactly need to get something to eat, don't treat it like you just got out of school and stuff like that, you know. So, but the main thing is they want everybody to hunker down in place. They don't want anybody on the roads, even though you still see people driving through the complex for whatever silly reason. But, not really damage, but these gutters are, coming apart from the size of the building, and these trees are swaying pretty good, harder than I've ever seen. But, yeah, everything else is all good. The vehicles are in good places, not next to any big trees, but these slim trees should be able to stay in place. It should be like this for the next couple of hours, because now we're on the edge of that eye, which is the strongest part of the storm, and it should be here probably for the next couple of hours, and then it'll start dying down, considering it's moving very, very slow. So it's actually moving up into the east a little bit. So that's what's going on right now near Sherwood and I-12. We haven't seen too much flooding. Like I said, it's not raining a whole lot. It's just the after effects. I'm worried about the flood is going to happen tomorrow and inside of, like, South Baton Rouge and North Baton Rouge. But right now it's mostly the wind, which is knocking everything out. But they do have trucks available all over the city. I saw a report that said they have people coming, electric companies coming from Tennessee to come and help. So over the next couple of days, if you're out without power, everyone should have their power back, hopefully by Wednesday, or most people. But considering where this power grid is, it's an important part, because there's a lot of fast food businesses and other businesses here, and so they're going to try to probably get that back up as soon as possible, hopefully tonight. But right now it's fine. It's cool in here. Other than that, everything is all good. I just hope no one gets hurt. The roofs stay intact. The sides of the building stay intact and no windows break. But other than that, it's all good. It's going okay here. Black Power.
Black Power, Brother Knowledge. Black Power to you and to everybody that is, sheltering right now in their residence. Definitely make sure you stay away from the windows, especially while this wind is picking up. You don't want to get injured. The window does happen to shatter. You don't want to get injured by that glass as well. We've been joining the line tonight by our brother Al Prentice. Are you still with us, brother? Black Power? Black Power, brother Al Prentice? With all of this going on, fam, you can only imagine. Okay. Your mic is still open, brother, if you can hear us.
Okay, so we just want to remind everybody we'll be back on tomorrow at the same time. We're going to, keep our prayers for our people, but also we're going to follow up our prayers with our work. We're going to have a boost on the ground. Make sure you send a contribution. By cash, you have to $ Black Power Dollar. Hit us up at mbp3.org if you want to join Black Power.
Black Power. And again, for those that are sheltering in place in any areas, and be traveling outside, use what you have in your reach right now to illuminate your house and make sure that you can see what is going on, your residence. Just follow the clear instruction that we've been giving, family. We'll continue to update. We will not waste an hour from now until whenever, to make sure that we can provide the correct you know, needs to our people, and that's going to come with gathering as much information as possible. So make sure to keep your phone charged as much as you can, you know, so that you be able to reach out for those that have evacuated. Make sure that we know where you are at and that you are safe. Do not forget to reach out. We'll come back onto this broadcast. We'll come back on tomorrow, and if we have to come back on earlier, we'll do that as well, even if we have to extend the broadcast a little bit longer as well. But we will continue this broadcast to continue to update our people on what is going on. So we want to go ahead and want to get ready to continue, family, to organize and continue to prepare. We're going to go ahead and take this broadcast out, and we'll ask you to join us tomorrow as we and look for updates. And if this broadcast is released earlier in the day, we will put that out as well so people will know far in advance. All right, family, Black Power.
Here we are. Here's for the people. Egyptian mummies on a flag or a moon, and can't find food for the starving tummies. Pay no mind to the youth, cause it's not like the future depends on it. But still the animals in the zoo, cause the chimpanzee them a make big money. This is how the media villages on TV the picture is. Savages the villages and the scientists still can't explain the pyramids. Evangelists making a living on the videos of ribs of the little kids, stereotyping the image of the images, and this is what the image is. You buy a coffee pants and all of a sudden you are there in Indiana Jones. And I keep all the gold and keep all the scrolls and even the bird bones. Some of the worst paparazzi I've ever seen and ever known. Put the words on this place that the world can see and it's all that we'll ever show. So the ones in the west will never move east and feel like we'll be at home. Get tricked by the beast but the way them a go flee when the monster is fully grown. All a man is lying is where them two can defeat and them could have never clown. A spiritual DNA that prints in my soul and I will forever own, Lord.
Yeah. Savali, that's patience. What the old folks told me. Can you get with that? Discovering the world before this world. A world buried in time. Uncovered with rhyme. No realer.
We born not knowing, are we born knowing all? We growing wiser, are we just growing tall? Can you read thoughts? Can you read palms? Can you predict the future? Can you see storms coming? The earth was flatted, you went too far, you would fall off. Now the earth is round, if the shape changed again, everybody would have started off. The average man can't prove up most of the things that he chooses to speak of. And still run research and find out the root of the truth that you seek of. Scholars teach in universities and claim that they're smart and cunning. Tell them find a cure when we sneeze and that's when their nose starts running. And the rich get stitched up when we get cut. Wanna heal them broken bones in the bush with the wet mud. Can you resign? Can you restart? Can you make peace? Can you fight war? Can you milk cows? Even though you drive cars, can you survive against all odds now?
It's crazy. When you feed people the truth, you don't know how they're gonna react. You're scared of wrongdoers, people that's just ignorant. You're scared of the truth.
Bible? Who wrote the Quran? And was it a lightning storm that gave birth to the earth and then dinosaurs were born? Who made up words? Who made up numbers? And what kind of spell is mankind under? Everything.